From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukraine's security chief says his organization put into place a plan to have a prominent Russian war correspondent and Kremlin critic fake his own death. It was all part of a ruse to save the reporter's life. The journalist thought dead stunned reporters when he appeared alive and well Wednesday, one day after he had reportedly been shot and killed in the stairway of his apartment in Kiev. News of the 41-year-old's reported death had shocked colleagues and added to tension between Moscow and Kiev. China is promising it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose big tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the United States. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying strongly criticized the Trump administration.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's technology transfer practices and its theft of intellectual property. A policeman in Afghanistan was killed in an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital, Kabul. Attackers armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of an Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours. A car bomb was detonated at the entrance of the ministry to launch the attack, and then several gunmen ran inside the compound. Hopes that Italy might avoid a potentially damaging general election lifted European markets Wednesday, the recovery partly driven by news that the parties were renewing efforts to form a government. This is VOA News. The flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided Wednesday. Palestinian officials say an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas and other Palestinian militant groups have agreed to a ceasefire a day after their biggest mortar and rocket barrages on southern Israel since the Gaza War 4 years ago. The attacks on Tuesday sent Israeli civilians running to bomb shelters as air raid sirens wailed. Israel responded with heavy airstrikes. The military said it hit more than 80 of what it said were terrorist targets, including Palestinian training camps, weapons depots, and a smuggling tunnel that could be used for cross-border attacks. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A leading Republican is speaking out about President Trump's claim that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, a former federal prosecutor and a longtime Trump supporter, has now been briefed by the Justice Department and the FBI. He says there is no evidence the FBI planted a spy in the Trump camp.
I don't know what the FBI could have done or should have done other than run out a lead that someone loosely connected with the campaign was making assertions about Russia.
So why does President Trump keep saying this?
I don't know. I've never met or talked to the president.
Congressman Trey Gowdy on CBS This Morning with host Gail King. I'm Rita Foley.
People in police, that is, in Paris on Wednesday cleared out about 1,000 people from the largest makeshift migrant camp in the French capital. The mainly African migrants were moved out of their tent camp, put in buses, and taken to gymnasiums in the region. The encampment held at least 1,400 migrants, local officials have said, but only about 1,000 were evacuated. And President Trump signed legislation Wednesday to give patients with deadly diseases the so-called right to try experimental drugs that might extend their lives. At a White House signing ceremony, Trump called the measure a fundamental freedom for people with life-threatening conditions to use medications that have shown promise in initial testing, but which have not been approved by American regulators for sale to the public. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.